Yeah, it's going to be a tough battle, obviously, down in Limerick. But I suppose if you want to get to the Premier League and you want to play against the big boys, this is what you have to do, and you have to beat Limerick over the two legs. But, I mean, I think Harps are going with good confidence tonight. They've got a good result against UCD last Friday, so they're going in good form. Obviously, Limerick have taken good form into it, and it won't be easy, but we have the away leg tonight and obviously return leg next Friday. So it's set up lovely for Harps.
Yeah, it's not really ideal preparation in one way going in with so many injuries to contend with tonight, Declan. But the flip side of that is Harps haven't been beaten since the first weekend in September. And they're going into the match unbeaten in 9 games.
Yeah, the form has been very, very good. I know we have a few concerns with the injuries, but I would hopeful that most of them will be fit and ready for tonight. It's that stage now where they've only got a few matches left, so anybody that's carrying a knock will probably play through the pain barrier to get playing tonight. But they are in good form. So, I mean, obviously the pressure's not on them. The pressure's going to be on Limerick. That's a positive for Ollie and his men. So I think if we can get a positive result tonight and bring Limerick back to Finn Park for next Friday night, and you just never know what could happen.
Yeah, what, in your eyes, would be a positive result for Ollie Horgan's side tonight? What would you like to come away with?
Well, I suppose ideally, if you get a 1-0 the same as UCD would be a positive result, or a 0-0 or a 1-1 draw would be, you know, I wouldn't like, or a 1-0 the very, very worst would for me be a positive result. But obviously you don't want to leave it too big of a mountain to climb. So if we can keep it, the defence keep it and not concede too many goals, and if the defence play well tonight, we should get a result.
This, of course, is a situation that Finn Harps haven't been in quite some time. And I suppose when we're here and we're in playoffs, you have to make the most of it. But history in playoffs hasn't gone the best for the Balbofay side. So it's about making it count now over the next 5 days, Declan.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose down through the years, we've lost a few playoffs, but most of them have been very, very tight and they haven't been winning goals. And I suspect that'll be the same tonight. I know UCD would play the same sort of football as Limerick or vice versa. So it's going to be no different than playing against UCD. Obviously, Limerick bring good form and have scored a lot of goals late and got a lot of points. But, you know, it's a challenge for Harps. Obviously, the underdog tag lies well with them. And I suspect an improved performance than it was on Friday night. And if we get an improved performance, we should get a good result.